Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the transformation of America. America is being transformed as a result of the coronavirus pandemic and the way it has been handled by mayors and governors in the United States of America. Now, there have been some that have blamed it on the president. The president released the mayors and the governors across America to make the determination based on states' rights, and they have overtaken their boundaries of responsibility and power and of what they have the authority to do. For example, as we were just talking before the break, this article says, tyrant governor, nails on road, police presence greet Christians at church. And it's the Kentucky State Troopers that were recording the driver's license, the tag numbers on the cars of those that were there for Easter. And they were given notice that they need to self-quarantine for 14 days. They were told that they would be further prosecuted as a result of it. And when they go into church, they find it that the parking lot entrances have been covered in some of the parking lot. In fact, I had on the article page after page of photographs of the nails that had been poured at the entrances and on the parking lot to prevent church goers, worshipers from going to church there. And I find it simply antithetical. Then it's called religious liberty or freedoms in America to find a state police with police power enforcing the orders of a mayor that is unconstitutional and absolutely illegal based on our Bill of Rights and our Constitution today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about America being transformed. I've said many times in the past several weeks, we'll never go back to where we were socially, morally, ethically, theologically, biblically, spiritually, politically. We're watching a tectonic change in America. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, churches are being closed today under the orders of some governors across America. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to, we've been deceived, we've been duped into believing that this demonic lie in our nation, and as a result of it, we find many that, as I've said several times, have been hiding in the closet or under their beds, and being hiding under the beds is a statement made by Attorney General William Barr. And may I say that it's because of fear and not faith. It is very, very clear that we are to follow the Lord in faith and not out of fear. Here's an article that says, the last few weeks have likely brought drastic changes to your way of life. How you work, how you live, how you see things, how you use your free time. We're all in uncharted territory. Can you remember another time when your church was not allowed to meet in person? Further in the article, it says, in these challenging times, churches should be free to focus on shepherding their congregation, helping their communities, serving those in need, just as we have always done. But some government officials are taking advantage of the current crisis, and they're bullying churches and threatening churches and trying to take their religious liberties and their free exercise of religion away. And then this particular writer goes through the whole litany of states and counties and governors and mayors and what has been taking place. Further in the article, it says pastors are concerned about the future of their churches and the rise of government overreach and governmental authorities. How far is too far? How long is too long to prevent God's people from coming together to worship? I've said so many weeks now, ladies and gentlemen, if the government says you've got to close your churches through the month of April, and then the government says you've got they're going to renew it, and it's going to be through May, and then they follow Bill Gates' recommendation, and he says we need 18 months of shutdown. Dr. Ezekiel, Emanuel, says that we need at least 18 months of shutdown, and Bill Gates and others wanted to get their vaccination and the ID chip already so that we can all be ID chipped. We'll talk about that in a moment in this broadcast. And that's where it's headed. How long is too long? when do we as Christians say we're going to serve God? We're going to obey God and not man. I'm not recommending any type stand up as anarchy in America. I'm not saying that at all. But as one person said recently, from a standpoint of authority based on the Constitution, there comes a time for civil disobedience for Christians. And I'm not saying we've reached that point in time, but I believe that we're rapidly approaching that time if there's continuation across America of saying that the churches need to be shut down. Here's an article by Tim Wildman, American Family Association. Tim says this: quarantine enforcement measures to prevent the spread of the COVID-19 have motivated some state and local officials to impose restrictions and trample our religious liberties underfoot, end quote. He further says religious institutions must continue to serve their local communities. Religious liberty, which is protected by the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution and state constitutions across America, must remain inviolate. American churches and religious institutions have played a central role in caring for the local communities throughout history. The coronavirus pandemic is no exception, especially as churches and communities may be particularly burdened during this time. Quote, there have been a number of cases in the news recently where churches have been targeted specifically to prohibit drive-in services, including services dedicated to celebrating Jesus' resurrection. In these cases, officials targeted churches for discriminatory prohibition while allowing liquor stores, restaurants, and others to offer drive-in or curbside services. This is blatantly unconstitutional, un-American, illegal. Ladies and gentlemen, we've heard that over and over and over again, and yet we do not understand. We fail to recognize that the Lord Jesus says, remember, if the world hates you, it hated me first. And that's exactly what we understand based on Jesus' own words to his disciples in John's Gospel, the 15th chapter. He says, if the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Then in verse 20, if they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. And ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing today, as never before, Christian persecution in America. I would have never dreamed that in my lifetime we would see it as open, as flagrant, as blatant as we're seeing today. Christian persecution. Now, there are those that will want to remonstrate against that, challenge my statement in relationship to that. And they will say that the government has the authority to shut the church. No, it doesn't. They will try to tell you that government has the authority to set rules and regulations on how many people you can minister to. No, it doesn't. And nor does it have, ladies and gentlemen, the authority to shut down a nation in its commerce. The Constitution disavows and disallows that, but we have watched it take place in the United States of America. We need to pray and seek God's face, confess our sins, and ask God to heal our land. 2 Chronicles 7:13-14 is the clear statement on that. And we need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, where we are in America, that we're being unalterably changed. Here's one writer that says, lockdown lunacy. Experts promote panic and pandemonium. Listen to what Benjamin Franklin said. Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Benjamin Franklin. Listen to what Thomas Jefferson said. The natural progress of things for liberty to yield and government to gain control. Thomas Jefferson. The people never give up their liberties, but under some delusion. Edmund Burke. But a constitution of government once changed from freedom can never be restored. Liberty once lost is lost forever. John Adams. And this article further states this. Today, the fear of contagion gives government cover for its assault on freedom and poses a question to the government that the government does not want to answer. If liberty can be taken away in time of crisis, then it really isn't liberty. It is just a license via a temporary government permission slip, subject to the whims and the wishes of politicians that happen to be in power. And then further, this article says, the experts, in brackets, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, and others, promoted a full lockdown of America for at least a month, and then even more testing before they agreed to reopen society and the destroyed economy. They told us that their model was said 2.2 million people would die, and now it's down to 60,000. They lied to us, and the American economy is dead as a result. The cost has been colossal, and Congress is planning even more bailouts with worthless printed dollars that will explode the inflation for the future in America. President Trump is now locked into an intense power struggle between Bill Gates, who is pushing mandatory vaccines, which most likely will not be available to the public until November's election, ladies and gentlemen. Gates has a lot of pull in the medical world, this article says. He has a multi-million dollar relationship with Dr. Fauci, and Fauci is promoting the Gates line, supporting vaccines, casting doubt on hydroxychloroquine and any other medication that would be helpful. Robert Kennedy Jr. has struggled for years to bring the truth to American public regarding vaccines. He's after Bill Gates with his mandatory vaccines. Social media has not allowed Robert Kennedy to even speak the truth on the air, end quote. The coronavirus response team member, Dr. Deborah Brix, appointed by the former president, Obama, to serve the United States Global AIDS Coordinator, also sits on the board of Global Fund, and that was founded and receives billions from Bill Gates Foundation. Reportedly, Brix reportedly used a disputed Bill Gates Fund model for the White House coronavirus effort. She's been caught in her lies. Gates is the big proponent for population lockdown scenario for the coronavirus outbreak. Of course he would. Why should he care with his multi-billions of dollars what American small business suffer in their losses and their destruction? Further, he says, Dr. Fauci now spouting the mainstream media that he warned President Trump of the virus dangers mid-January, which is a total lie. The little Hillary-loving weasel, this article says, knows that in January he told Newsmax, quote, obviously you need to take it seriously and do the kinds of things that CDC and DHS are doing. But this is not a major threat. Speaking of the coronavirus now, Dr. Fauci, this is not a major threat to the people of the United States, and this is not something that the citizens of the United States should even be worried about, end quote. President Trump, this writer says, President Trump got duped by Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, and the so-called corona experts. It's time to open the U.S. economy before the damage is irreversible in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about what is taking place, but I want us to understand, I'll put in a little what I call a parenthetical footnote. God's not asleep. God's not going on vacation. God's still on the throne. God's still sovereign. God's still watching what is taking place, and it's absolutely under his power and his control, and we need to understand that God is doing something. So you might ask the question, what is God doing? What is God, what's taking place as far as God's calendar? Ladies and gentlemen, he is in full control, and we're watching biblical truth jumping off the pages of the Bible. We're watching eschatological truth take place. We're watching the prophetic future being given to us in a foreshadowing fashion even now. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I was fascinated to see a video that's online. You can Google it. Just today, Governor Ron DeSantis said, and I quote, governors across America, the governor does not have unlimited authority, even in a virus crisis. He said, and I quote, I think this is petty tyranny. Talking about what other governors are doing. He calls it petty tyranny by some governors. They do not have the constitutional authority to do what they're doing, Ron DeSantis, our governor in the state of Florida, said. He said that governors cannot deny people's constitutional rights. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm thankful to hear him openly, verbally say that the governors do not have the constitutional right to do what some governors have been doing. But the Bible says that in the last days, ladies and gentlemen, people will despise those that are good, those that are Christians. In fact, in the 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 3, it talks about what will be the signs of the last days. There will be those without natural affection, truth breakers, false teachers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that you know, as a Christian in particular, that we have those out there that hate us simply because we're Christians and will try to persecute the Christian and the church. But this is very real today, and it's taking place on a very real basis. Why else would you find mayors fining people going to church with a $500 fine? But I'm thankful that a suit was filed, and there's been a reversal on some of these things. Here's an article that says, Mayor rescinds the $500 fine for drive-in churchgoers, but church freedom is still a concern. Greenville, Mississippi, Mayor Eric Simmons, announced on Monday that members of the Temple Baptist Church will not have to pay the $500 fine that they were issued on April the 8th in their drive-in church service. But the situation in Greenville, that's Greenville, Mississippi, may not be fully restored just yet. The church members were parked in the church's parking lot with their windows rolled up, listening to their radio as Pastor Arthur Scott's sermon, which was being broadcast via a low-power FM frequency. What we're asking for is definitive guidance. This is the attorney representing the church. We're asking for definitive guidance regarding drive-in and parking lot services. That's what the issue is, the attorney said. Pastor Charleston Hamilton's attorney, Jeremy Dyes from the First Liberty Institute, is concerned that the situation is not officially resolved yet. Mayor Simmons was repeatedly pressed about whether the churches would be able, by CDC guidelines, to host a drive-in church service with the specter of the police arriving at the scene and dispersing those peaceably assembled simply to worship. The mayor continues to single out and target churches in that city. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the hatred, the despisers of those that do good. And it's speaking of Christians and what we're doing as Christians today, ladies and gentlemen. But I want us to understand, we're seeing this come to fruition today. We're seeing it come to a head. It's been bubbling, as I'd call it, boiling under the surface, where there's an animus and a hatred for Christians around the globe. We find Christian persecution in North Korea. We find Christian persecution in China. We find Christian persecution in Cuba. We find Christian persecution around the globe, where Christ is not prevalent and where the church of the Lord Jesus Christ has not been thriving. So there's a movement today to crush the church, to crush the Christian, to persecute the Christian, silence the Christian. Here's an article that's a reverse of the previous one about Mississippi. This is in Kansas. Kansas governor wins court battle over order limiting church gatherings to just 10 people. The state Supreme Court in Kansas ruled Saturday night, in fact, in favor of Governor Laura Kelly, a Democrat who recently ordered limiting religious gatherings to just 10 people because the coronavirus outbreak was overturned by the GOP panel of state lawmakers, according to the reports. The court ruled that the legislative panel, composed of state House and Senate members, overstepped its authority when it voted 5-2 to overturn Kelly's executive order. And the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, for the balance of the article, it's about three pages. The bottom line is that you had an Obama-appointed judge that made a decision for a liberal, wacko governor that said that the churches could not have more than 10 people. That was appeal that went to the courts, and the courts ruled with the governor that said 10 is all you can have in a church meeting. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that is unconstitutional. It is illegal. It is something that cannot, should not be allowed to stand. But as a result of what we see taking place, ladies and gentlemen, with these things happening in America, with the governors and the mayors overstepping their constitutional boundaries, in fact, in Washington State, Oregon, and California, and in New York, they've been asked, the general populace has been asked, if you see something that's wrong, if you see somebody leaving their home, and they ought not to be because of it, the social shutdown, shelter in place, as it's called, they're being told to call and report on neighbors. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got a photograph of a note that was left on a door of a home of an individual. Isolation means no family, no friends, no visitors. We will inform the police on you. Here's the Facebook article referring to that. My mother-in-law got this stuck on her front door, all cause I went over to get her shopping list to do some food shopping for her and dropped it off as she has compromised immune. Can you imagine getting this note on your front door? This is terrifying that someone is stalking neighbors who has this much hatred. Is this hysterical, angry, noisy, rude, and leaving threatening notes on a door? I would be so scared of what this lunatic would do next if left alone. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what we see taking place. Where it's snitching, it's a snitch system. And ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand and recognize that the Bible warns us of a day when things like this would take place, when we would have these things happening that will separate and divide families as a result of it. In Luke's Gospel, the 12th chapter and the 53rd verse, the Bible talks about the last days of what will happen. The father shall be divided against the son against the father, the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother, and the mother-in-law against the daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against the mother-in-law. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, seeing a dividing of the family, a situation that's being set up and set in place right now where there's the social distancing, where we're even told by the United Nations that there may come a day that we have to go in to homes and families with large families. We might have to, quote, go in the home and extract, remove a family member that may be contagious that could cause the virus to spread. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about that which is unheard of for the United States of America. This article says the coronavirus social distancing may continue into 2022, according to scientist predictions. The U.S. may have to endure social distancing measures such as stay-at-home orders and school closures until 2022, researchers projected on Tuesday. That is, unless a vaccination can become quickly available. Intermittent distancing may be required into 2022 unless critical care capacities increase substantially or a treatment or vaccine becomes available, they wrote in their report. Even in the event of an apparent elimination of SARS-CoV-2, surveillance should be maintained since a resurgence in contagion could be possible through 2024. Ladies and gentlemen, what they're doing is setting the stage so that you and I will embrace and accept a vaccine when Bill Gates comes out with the vaccine. And ladies and gentlemen, don't you dare think that it's not on the horizon. Bill Gates wants to have a vaccine, and ladies and gentlemen, I have the stacks and stacks of documents. I'm not talking off the top of my head. I'm not talking about conspiracy theory. Bill Gates has the vaccine that he's producing and wants to perfect, and he's used that in other nations, and in the nations that he used it in, it's destroyed homes and families and lives. In fact, when it was used in Kenya, it was supposed to be on the basis of vaccine for protection from viruses, but what the vaccine did, in fact, was that it sterilized all of the females in Kenya, all of the young ladies that took the vaccine. The vaccine is designed by Bill Gates in every occasion. With every vaccine that he's developed, the vaccine has been designed for population control. It is not designed on the basis of what is healthy or what is beneficial for the recipient of the vaccine. I am concerned, ladies and gentlemen, with what we see taking place. Here's one writer that puts it this way. When the government is allowed to control the narrative, restrict movement and assembly, eliminate a citizen's ability to provide for their families, diminish the stability of the community, jeopardize mental health, and promote the idea of mandated tracking and testing or forced medical procedures in order to rejoin society, it is time to resist. History has clearly shown us that the encroachments made by the government are not revoked. Freedoms are not returned. Think, when they come to me, there was no one left to speak for me. Why should Christians, American citizens, wait until there is a crisis in government deems it necessary to refuse us the freedom to worship how we choose, or a crisis that removes your right to educate you, educate how you see fit? Are you ushers in the policy that requires you to relinquish bodily sovereign or else? Freedoms and rights are lost in increments cleverly disguised as for your own good. The time to acknowledge that is now. Christians should also understand that you can submit to your government within the legal framework we have been given to oppose wrongful infringement on our rights. Why should we be asked to remain passive and accepting while government goes unchecked and unaccountable? Who says what we are doing is resisting evil and promoting virtue? Plenty of people who argue the opposite right now. How long will Christians be okay with not assembling, which Scripture tells us that we must do, and the persecuted church continue to do regardless of death or consequences? How long will Christians be okay with being told to stay home, stay unemployed, stay away from family members, stay away from ministry, stay away from services? The date is arbitrary. The premise from your post, while noble in its compassion, is false. We can care for our neighbors and each other without the burden of debilitating regulations by our leaders. We do not have to forfeit one for the other. Ladies and gentlemen, that was well stated and posted on Facebook, and I think it is worthy of reading and admonition for us to understand what is taking place. What we find, ladies and gentlemen, as we wrap up today's broadcast, what I want us to understand, the capstone to what is being pushed by Bill Gates and those following him, and the Dr. Fauci and the Dr. Birx and what they're wanting to do, they're wanting every one of us in America to be inoculated, to be vaccinated, compulsory for every citizen. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, very carefully. Based on Revelation chapter 13, there'll come a day after the rapture of the church, the man of sin, the Antichrist, will step on the scene. There'll be a requirement then for everyone to be vaccinated, inoculated, to be identified with some type numbering system or identification system in the hand or in the head. We're watching the precursor of that today. Here's an article that says compulsory, selfless, and contact tracing. Authorities everywhere are using smartphones to track and to trace the coronavirus, and it's part of the massive increase in global surveillance. The coronavirus sweeps across the globe. Governments are stepping up surveillance. A new index for digital right groups to document through the countries where every person is going and where they are. Ladies and gentlemen, right now, we're finding this taking place. Did you realize with your cell phone and with Google and what they're doing through the Bill Gates organization and others, they can isolate and they can determine where you are within a 36-inch square, any place on the face of the globe, and now they're wanting you to download an app, a governmentally controlled app that is produced by Google and Apple, that with that app, you'll be able to, if you come near someone that may be infected, your app will tell you not to have social interaction or not to come close to that person. We're separating the families, separating the future of America. And yet here's Governor Cuomo in New York. He says, New York Governor Cuomo says, we flattened the coronavirus curve. God did not do that. God had nothing to do with it. We did it ourselves. That's brazen affront to God. And ladies and gentlemen, we're watching as we see day by day, we're watching God's hand at work as it's bringing about the future of the Antichrist after the church is raptured out. Thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again, we face the issue.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 120 21 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.